Radio 1. I'm Ramraj Sarvendran. Now, if you're a commuter in the city, keep an eye out for colorful decals decking out some TTC buses and subway stations. They're honoring six Black community leaders and their contributions to the city for Black History Month. Ugona Ikechi is a Toronto visual artist who designed a decal honoring Louis March. He was a community activist and educator who founded the Zero Gun Violence Movement and passed away last year. And Ugona joins me now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How's it going?
Not too bad. What can you tell us about Louis March and how you can describe him?
Well, from what I've been able to learn about him, he was a massive community champion. He was relentlessly working to help the city against gun violence and support a lot of the youth in the city.
Mm. And tell me about the piece of art that you created in honor of him.
So thankfully, I was reached out to by Astro Sankofa, the company that collaborated with the TTC. So we were all tasked to create these portraits of these Toronto community leaders to celebrate them during Black History Month. And I was tasked with Louis March, which was a massive privilege. And basically, we were supposed to depict them in some grand appearance, almost like a superhero or a majestic being. Mm. And also with a little nod to Afrofuturism, which is a big theme in this project. So it was a lot of fun being able to do some research on him, see all the things he fought for, and also a lot of personal things about him, and just imbue the work with some symbolism that could speak to his legacy.
It's a powerful image. I'm looking at it right now. But for the folks listening, can you describe what you included here, some of the features of both him, but also the Afrofuturism part that you mentioned there?
Exactly. So basically, he's being depicted as a majestic superhero for the community. So he has a cape. He also has the Afrocentric themes going on with the garments, the jewelry, the ankh, the golden staff he has in his hand, and also as a nod to the work he did with the Zero Gun Violence Movement, there is a dove there to symbolize the peace he stood for, but also as a slight double entendre because he's no longer with us, unfortunately. Mm. So that was a way to show that his work lives on. And if you look closely, for those who can actually see it, in the glasses he has on, this little futuristic frame I've given him. Mm. And the logo for his Zero Gun Violence Movement is within the lenses, so that kind of speaks to how his vision lives on even beyond what he's done so far. And basically being able to create this work, learn more about him, just a thrilling process altogether, honestly.
Yeah, and I understand you got to unveil it this week. Where is it being displayed?
So right now, this mural would be at Victoria Park Station, but there's also going to be a bus wraparound. Mm. That's going to go through the city. And there's a lot of other Toronto people that the artist depicted, and those will also be scattered around at different stations and also on wraparound for buses as well.
I understand Louis March's family was at the launch. What was the reaction you got from them, but also from others who were there?
Oh, it was magical. I actually got an initial response before the show. So a family member of his saw the Victoria Park mural and reached out to the director of Astro Sankofa to let him know how powerful it was to see him in that light. So even before the launch, I was filled with that feeling that I did justice to the work. Mm. And being able to see it on the scale wrapped around a bus with all the other artists' work was honestly magical. Got his Zero Gun Violence Movement community there as well. People who knew him personally, worked closely to him, called him uncle, even. That's a very, to show how closely he was with the community. And yeah, they definitely felt the power in it, seeing him in such a majestic light. And basically just to see him again, honestly, I feel it was good.
How are you feeling about the idea that your art is going to be traveling through the city?
Honestly, it's still dawning on me, because I remember being in the TTC, sketching on the trains, on the buses, hoping I could get my sketches in there one day. And lo and behold, here I am with a work celebrating a massive Toronto figure on the TTC. It's really surreal, honestly.
It's a beautiful piece of work. I can't wait to see it moving through the city. Congratulations on this.
Thank you so much. You should definitely go out and check all the other artists' work. It's very mind-blowing.
Absolutely. Thanks again. That's Ugona Ikechi. He is one of the Toronto visual artists behind the TTC's campaign honoring six Black community leaders for their contributions to the city. You can find the decals on buses and at a number of subway stations.